The ballot papers for the presidential and national assembly elections, which is being held on the 13th of November for those abroad and on the 27th of November for those in the country, have arrived from South Africa. NAMPOL Commissioner Petrus Swartz, a member of the delegation that observed the printing process, said that the ballot papers were securely guarded.
Yes, the ballots arrived from South Africa. We were there. I was leading the team from the Namibian Police Force. And yes, our security personnel accompanied this morning these ballots, the ballot papers from South Africa to here. They were on the cargo plane. The officers were present. They were never left alone from the time they were seen.
Botswana is holding its national elections today, where the ruling Botswana Democratic Party is hoping to extend its 58-year reign. President Mokgweetsi Masisi is seeking a second and final term. Challenging Masisi are Duma Boko of the main opposition umbrella for democratic change and Dumelang Saleshando of the Botswana Congress Party, as well as Mapeto Reatile from the Botswana Patriotic Front. Open Society Foundation President Pinafia Noriji says the global economy system is not working for everyone and the face of poverty is predominantly black or female. She spoke to Newsroom Africa about the inequity.
This is a moment in the world where we can see that the global economic system is not working for everyone and that actually there's widening inequality, there's growing debt and poverty in a lot of countries, particularly in Africa. And what we see is that, you know, the face of poverty is predominantly it's black or female. And so Open Societies is moving into doing more on economic and social rights.
And the U.S. says it's deeply concerned by an Israeli airstrike on northern Gaza, which the Hamas-run health ministry says left at least 93 people dead or missing, including 25 children. It comes as international concerns mount about Israeli legislation to prevent the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees operating in Israel. Dr. Hussam Zomlot, head of the Palestinian mission to the United Kingdom, says it would have a devastating impact.
It's a lifeline. It's a lifeline for the people in Gaza. UNRWA service the majority of people in Gaza in terms of health education. I was educated by UNRWA. I was born in a refugee camp. So does UNRWA in the West Bank and in the region, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Jordan. This is literally a lifeblood for the Palestinian people and for the issue of refugees to be resolved in accordance with international law.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.